So, our learning should be in Chosu Fur Shema for Baruch Tzibir of Kabatia, Pesach Shocha Yisrael, and for Ben Yamin Simcha, Ben Adin and Minya, Pesach Shocha Yisrael, Sipor Levis Chaimasha, Pesach Shocha Yisrael. Nirfus, Mamash, Nirfus, Nirfus. So, Bez Hashem, you know, the Parsha talks all about Shabbos, and I thought maybe we'll talk a little bit about Shabbos and connect it a little bit to other as well. Beautiful inside the Chidush Arim. This is inside of the Chidush Arim. Whenever you know you see it in two different places, two different cultures, you know it's Emes. Because the Ben Ish Chai also says the same word. This is the opening pasuk says in the Parsha, Kisisa Esrosh, page 2, Kisisa Esrosh Ben Yisrael, lift up the heads of go count Klai Yisrael. Says the Chidush Arim, the first Ger Rebbe, the grandfather of the Tzvas Emes, who actually brought up the Tzvas Emes in his home, because the Tzvas Emes' father died when he was very young, says it doesn't just mean to count the heads of Klai Yisrael, it means lift up the word Rosh. Lift up the word Rosh, what do you get? After a Resh, you get a Shin. After an Aleph, you get a Beis. After a Shin, you get a Tav. What does it spell? Shin, Beis, Tav? Shabbos. And his whole vort is for a Jew to be able to realize who they are. To realize at the end of the day that Shabbos is our center. Shabbos is what it's all about. Hayetzarach lichtov Roshay. What's this Rosh? Ulam nisiyas Rosh hu Shabbos. Because if you lift up the word Rosh, you get Shabbos. It's, the Torah is really telling you to lift up the word. On Shabbos, we come back to our true selves. We come back to who we truly are. We recognize who what we're all about. Which really connects to the second idea. Chavetz Chaim explains this also later on in the Parsha, page number 3 and 4. Chavetz Chaim al Torah writes, the Pasuk says in Lamed Aleph Yud Zayin, Beini uvein bnei Yisrael osi liolam. Right? Beini. I don't have a good voice. Right? So the pasuk says that Shabbos is going to be a sign. It's going to be an os. Chavetz Chaim says such a beautiful mashal. Let's say it outside and we'll see it inside. He says, when you come to a shoemaker, or you come to any type of businessman, or come to a lawyer, their home is everything what they're all about. They're a shoemaker. They're a lawyer. It's their essence. It's their center stage. It's what they're all about. It says, what does it mean that you're an os? Shabbos is an os. It's who we are. It's what we represent. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So Yom Rishon Shal Shabbos. Yom Sheni Shal Shabbos. Everything in our lives is Shabbos. He says, Shabbos nikos b'shem os. Why is Shabbos called an os? Lahoros lanu al goldol inyana. To tell us how big, of special, how important it is. L'mashal adomer doma. Right? You want to tell people you own a store. And you want to tell people what you're selling. What are you selling? You're selling food? What are you selling? Chaya bebigdo, besandolo, besandolo. Your tailor is doing something about his clothes. And the sandal guy, the shoemaker is talking about the shoes. You gotta put up a sign that everyone's gonna know the merchandise that you got inside. This is where you go to the shoemaker. This is where you go to the tailor. Sometimes the shoemaker and the tailor are in the same place, but that's I feel like that's just like a Boca thing. You know what I'm talking about in the wind by Winn-Dixie? Like everyone's got like they have double talents.
Gotta make a buck.
Af im lifamim nasa l'derech ha'ezeh yomim. Sometimes maybe you'll go away for a few days, but you know where it's at. You know where your home is. Home is where the heart is. Home is where Shabbos is. So he says that if you put the sign outside, you don't put it inside. And sometimes it's going to be here. Sometimes it's going to be there. You're not going to be fully in it. Shabbos is the os, not only for everyone else. It's to remind us who we are. To remind us that it's all about Shabbos. Kenu mamish b'inyan Shabbos ki he os hamayida shashem isparach baras olam b'shisha yamin v'nach b'yom hashvi. To remember that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world 6 days a week. He creates and seventh day he adds us to rest. He gam ken os al ish ha'yisraeli hanose es neis hatiferes hazeh al atzma. So he says, not only an oath for the world, but it's an oath for ourselves. To remember, what are we doing here? What's the point of life? the point of life really for me to do make this deal and that deal and for this game or that game, or a day that we're able to turn it all off and refocus our relationship with the man upstairs with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Just because we said this line, it's just added in Orchaim HaKaddish. I believe on this pasuk also. The pasuk says the Shomer of the Eis Hashal of the Shabbos. So Rashi already says in Parshas Vayeshev, V'aviv Shomer is a Dover. Shomer doesn't just mean guard. Shomer means to maybe mitzapet, to yearn for. Says the Orchaim HaKaddish, I didn't give it to you, I'm sorry, that Shabbos is not just a time of guarding Shabbos, of keeping Shabbos, but it's a time that we yearn for Shabbos. We're always looking forward to Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shamar is not just a lashon of guard. Shamar is a lashon of mitzapa. Like he quotes from Rashi, "Aviv Shamar Sadabra," that Yaakov waited to see if Yosef's dreams are going to come true. You are Shomer Shabbos, right? So this goes well with the Chavetz Chaim. You know, you're a tailor, right? What's the number one thing that everyone says? Is he a Shomer Shabbos? Or what, is he Shomer Shatnes? No, no one calls that. There's a big hack now with the Uggs. You're holding in this Uggs thing. There's a bit with the boots. They're fine. Supposedly, someone found Shabbos with different posts concerning different things. No one ever says, "Oh, so I'm looking for a shidduch for my daughter. Is she a Shomer Shabbos? Is she wearing Uggs?" That's not a thing. Shomer Shabbos is usually like, I don't know, top one or two, kosher, you know, need what? Shomer Shabbos. The Shomer Shabbos doesn't just mean he keeps Shabbos, but does he yearn for Shabbos? I just tell my wife. My wife is telling me a lot of the high schoolers in here, but obviously throughout the world, they're struggling to find a little bit of what Shabbos is all about. Because to regular high school kids, Shabbos is about do's and don'ts. My teachers, my parents are telling me I can't turn my phone on. I was telling my wife. I said, "It's so crazy," because I was the same way. You always feel like Shabbos is their do's and don'ts, but they realize that Shabbos is so much more. So much more. It's a day to be able to just turn it all off. Just turn off the noise. Turn off the noise and just focus on your family. Forget about Judaism. Just focus on your family and your friends, your relationships. And just turn it all off. So I told her, I said, if kids, or I mean, you could say this by adults too. If kids felt what Shabbos is all about, they wouldn't be able to looking to do anything Motzei Shabbos. If they felt Shabbos, they wouldn't need anything to do Motzei Shabbos, right? Motzei Shabbos is always the big night. You know, no school Sunday. You know, you felt Shabbos, you don't get involved in Motzei Shabbos. And I was telling the kids, our neshamas are programmed. The original Rebbe, now I'm going on a rant, I'm sorry. The original Rebbe says, our neshama, we have a chelek al kamima, mamash. We have a part of God within us. We need to enjoy. Our neshama needs to enjoy. If we're not going to get it from our neshama, our guf is going to overpower. If we're not getting it for the neshama, the guf is going to be right there to topple it in. He says, we need to enjoy something. If you're not going to enjoy Judaism, then we're going to look for it elsewhere. The original says, there's no such thing as a power of Jew. Either going up, or you're going the other way. Shabbos is where Shabbos reminds us of what we're doing in this world. Are we guf with a neshama or a neshama with a guf? Page 5. I'm not sure if I've ever given you a page 5 before. Page 5 is something called Torus Ovos. Torus Ovos is a classic Hasidic sefer. It's a collection of a lot of the earlier Slonimer rebbes. So the pasuk says by Shabbos, La'asosos Shabbos l'dorosim, that a Jew has to make Shabbos l'dorosim. It has to be forever for all generations. He says, L'dorosim chaser k'siv. L'dorosim is not written with two vavs. Why? What's the message here? L'dorosim doesn't mean generations only. It also means the lashon of dira. La'asos ha'shabbos, the dira is kev l'durba. La'asos ha'shabbos l'dorosim. To make Shabbos, your dira is kev. To make Shabbos, a place where you live. It's something that you're always on your mind. You go to the grove on Monday. Okay, you're thinking, okay, Monday might be a little early. But Tuesday, you know, those herrings go very quickly in the grove. You know what I'm talking about, the good one. The original, the cream sauce, they're usually never there by Thursday or Friday. I'm going there right after Shir. I know, 100%, the original cream sauce, not there. It's not there, but it's a little early again on Monday, Tuesday. L'dorosa means that you're all constantly thinking about Shabbos. It's your dearest keva, l'durba. Right? That's what Adar is, Aleph Dar, right? The Mori Naim explains. Adar is a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down a Shechina in a tremendous, tremendous way. We're always looking to be able to that Shabbos is our main focus. And the second thing, so that was from Rav Moshe Midner. Rav Moshe Midner was the grandson of the first Slonimer Rebbe. The second idea, the second arrow, La'asos is a Shabbos. He talks all about that, how Shabbos is the Os Bris, and it's a connection between, we remember what we're doing in this world, that we're in Neshama Bris Olam, Hainu, Beshar Shana Neshama Ba'olam Ha'elyon, Beinu V'Menei Yisrael Osi Olam, Zeo ba'olam ha'tachton be'guf she'adei ha'shabbos yochol gam ha'guf le'salos. He says Shabbos is the day that we're able to uplift our guf as well. It's not only the neshama yisera, but our everything physical becomes spiritual. Everything physical becomes something that we're able to be uplift. I gave you the third idea over there also, that by Yeshua never left the tent of Moshe. What does that mean? He never left the tent because he was always a bechinas nar, right? Or Moshe Minner asks, why does it say Yeshua Meshar so Yeshua ben Nun nar lo imesh mitochalol? Right, this is talking about right after the eagle. Yeshua stayed by Moshe's tent because he's always living by Shabbos. He was always his snaring me off for kumi. He was always that young child. He never got cold. He never got his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu never got dry. He never got Shabbos. It was a fiery Shabbos. It was his snaring me off for kumi. It was something that he was excited for, and that's what it means. That's why it says nar over there, because the Torah once explained to us, says Rav Moshe Minner, that at the end of the day, you want to know how to feel close to the Ribono Shel Olam. You have to have this bechinas of nar, of fire, of young, of being one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the opposite of Amalek, right? We're going to connect a little back to Adar. The opposite of Amalek, right? Karcha, Asher Karcha B'Derech, the Svarim explained. Right? All this from the Sasemis, Kadosh, everyone explains. What was Amalek's number one thing? Amalek wants us to daven. He wants us to learn. But what does he want to do? He wants to do it in a cold way. Karcha, Kira, right? Like Rav Mordechai Shapiro from North Miami Beach quotes is. Rav Ephraim Shapiro quotes his father, Rav Mordechai Shapiro. He quoted this, he said this at my L'chaim a couple years back. We got engaged right before Purim. So he said that there's two ways in Hebrew to say walls. You could say kiros or chomos. Kiros is a lashon kar. In Judaism, you want to build chomos, like chomos, a chomos Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is going to be built with fire, with fiery walls. So he said that at the end of the day, Yudchasan Kalash, chomos Yerushalayim, they should have fire walls. Very. Sasemis explains on the word Yisrael. Yisrael is Gematria 541. If we take out Ish, take out the word Ish, take out the fire out of a Jew, take out the 301 out of 541, what are you left with? 240. What's 240? Amalek. You take the fire out of a Jew. You left with Amalek. It's a regular Shabbos. Oh, it's Shabbos. It's davening. It's nice. You're doing all the right things. You're checking off Shabbos. But was that really Chodesh Baruch Hu put us in this world for the do's and the don'ts? Or is it to connect back with the Rabbona Shom? In a real way, in a sincere way, in a genuine way. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you, sometimes I have beautiful Shabboses, and sometimes the Shabbos are just like, okay, it was a nice Shabbos. Like a few Shabboses ago, I took a nap. My wife told me she was going to the park with the kids, and I woke up, I missed Mincha. I can't believe I'm saying this on the thing. I missed Mincha. I went downstairs, I looked outside to see if it was a little, it was still light, and might have been after time, but I had who to rely on, and I dialed a Mincha. So sometimes there's Shabbos. Don't judge. There's only one judge. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, right? At the end of the day, there's sometimes Shabbos we're on fire, sometimes we're not. So how do we? What's the avodah of the week? It's very easy to talk about. What's the avodah of the week? So the Basayin, page 6. I was just by his kever in Sfat, one of the classical earlier Hasidic Sfarim. Such a beautiful, beautiful. I went down. I was in that cemetery. I don't like to call it the Beis HaChaim. Bava Shrebi quoted. He says, you never call it a cemetery, you call it the house of the living. That's what a cemetery is. It's a Beis HaChaim. So if you go down to the old cemetery in Sfat, so he's buried, if you go a little further down from the Arizal, and then from the Shulchan Aruch, from Rav Yosef Cairo, and so you have to like be careful, because like there's little steps, and like he's like in this cave. And I remember I get such a disorder, such an awakening over there by the Basayin. So he writes a very nice thing in the Parsha. Page 6. Ayomer Hashem, ach es shab sosai to shmiru. And Rashi says, achin v'rakim mi'utin l'mayit Shabbos b'melachas hashmishkan. Right? Well, so what's this whole thing with ach? All the achin in the Torah come to tell us that what? That don't think that what? L'mayit Shabbos b'melachas hashmishkan. Don't. That melachas of Shabbos are not what? They don't cancel out Shabbos. So it says, what's the deeper idea? What's going on over here? So he quotes the Zohar again. The Dorosim Chasar Ksiv, Asos Diro Na Belibo. He says, "You want to know how you go? How to have a beautiful Shabbos? What's the avodah of the week? We'll say it outside. We'll say it inside." He says, "You know, a Jew has to be learning during the week. If you learn during the week, why is it the Jews who come to Shabbos? It's just another day. Because the whole week they're worried about the guf. They weren't worried about the neshama. The Zohar, the Sfarim said. I think it's a Zohar. The Zohar is called Shabbos is the Yom de Neshmasa. It's the day of the neshama. If you don't focus on the neshama the whole week." then of course if you're going to get to the day of the neshama is not going to be awakened because you didn't focus on the neshama the whole week. It's like you come to your anniversary with your wife. If you didn't focus on the relationship the whole year, the anniversary means nothing. You bought the flowers, you bought the card, but it doesn't mean anything if you didn't put the work into it. So how does he see that in the pasuk? So he says, "L'dorosam chasar k'siv lasos lo dira na belibo, perish lasos l'shevas dira na belibo b'chinas leiv." He says a person has to make the Shabbos dira in his heart. Shemram is the Torah, shemisayem es ba'os lamed, mischelas ba'os beis. He says, "How do I know you have to make your heart? Because we know that the Torah starts with the beis, ends with the lamed, leiv." Ukshalomei Torah b'yemos hachol b'kedusha. Someone who learns Torah on Thursday, even on a Thursday. Monday and Wednesday is very easy, Rabbi Goldberg. But you can even come out on a Thursday. Can we do a million other things? Shalomei Torah b'yemos hachol b'kedusha. Karoi b'zeh. O sedir anab b'chinas Shabbos. What happens? You become a little Shabbistic. As Gemara says in Shabbos, kuf yuchesam and alf, asei shabascha chol. You should make your Shabbos chol, perish, chol mechin the Shabbos. You should take your weekdays, prepare them for Shabbos. It's not only talking about your food and you go to kosher market before Shabbos. Talk about your neshama. Prepare your neshama for the Yom to the Shmatzel. Prepare your neshama for the Shabbos day. Shabbichol, who also achana v'dir l'b'china Shabbos. He says that's the whole Indian that we say on Shabbos. V'tar libeinu la'abtecha b'emes. Anchilinu Shabbos kashecha perish. Shilimer ha'torah hu b'china slei v'tar b'emes. V'nucha la'anchil b'china Shabbos kosh b'dir na v'tahara. He says that we can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. But I think the whole idea, the reason I put it in here is because at the end of the day, I think, I can't say this for sure, but when I know for myself, when I have good weeks of learning, and I have good days of learning, Shabbos is it's different for me. When I have good days of learning, you work on the neshama, and it comes Shabbos, the neshama is able to be opened up a little bit. But if the learning is not so great on Friday and Thursday, and even if Shiva Shalom says there's an Indian, the Magid Medrash says, to go to take a nap on Erev Shabbos. Why is there an Indian? My wife never likes this Magid Medrash because it's very not Kedai, so I try. Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. Yeah, take a nap, take the kids with you. So that's why I try to take a nap before I get home. Before school's running a little late today, whatever. So the Magid Medrash said that to take a nap on Erev Shabbos is on the highest level, should be put into the Aseres HaDibros. The Sefer Mayan Anitzki writes it down in Parshas Noach. What's the Indian? And I know this because last week I got a nap, but it wasn't good, and I was falling asleep during Shemone Esrei Friday night. I felt so embarrassed. I was like, "Where am I?" And I was standing. I'm nice standing next to the wall, so maybe I shouldn't be standing next to the wall. But at the end of the day, when the neshama has the preparation, and the guf gives it a little preparation, because Erev Shabbos, everyone's so verschlacht, you're so tired. It's not even a word. You're so tired. You take a little nap. You have a little cough now, Shabbos, people to learn Friday night by the table instead of passing out after the chicken, passing out, right? You're preparing yourself. So that's the magen. How did I even get here? Oh yeah, by learning. If a Jew's constantly trying to learn, you're preparing the neshama. Then at the end of the day, you'll be able to do your best. Page 7 is a Torah from the Rebbe of Melech. It has nothing to do with Shabbos, but I think we'll take the idea and apply it to Shabbos. Rebbe of Melech's Yortzeit coming up next week in Chaf Aleph Adar. I thought it was apropos to say a Torah from him. So the pasuk says, "Ha'asher lo yarba v'hada lo yamin," by the machzor shekel. The rich ones shouldn't give more, and the poor ones shouldn't give anything less. So the Rebbe Melech says a beautiful idea. He says, when a Jew is, things are going well in your life, ha'asher lo yarba, don't become a baal gaiva. Things are going well in your life, in your parnasa, in your mishpacha, don't get too ahead of yourself. V'hadal, things aren't going so well. Something with one of your kids, something in a medical situation, lo yamit. Relax. Don't put yourself down. Pick yourself up. Ratzalomar, and the 5 lines up from the bottom. Lo yachzik atam v'adrigay yisir gadol, v'rak she'eno ela mechza, v'hada lo yamit. Right? So, only bring a half. When everything's going well, you only half. Relax. Don't become a ba'gaiva. V'hada lo yamit. Perish hada b'mitzvahs af api kein. Lo yisyash atzmu chalila, lo yelech shoyvet b'derech libo. Things aren't going so well in your life. Do your best. The Shabbos, so at the end of the day, last Shabbos, maybe you didn't have the best Shabbos. You didn't have the best mincha. Okay. You still have Shal Shudas, you still have Rav Adarav, and you got upset at your kid, even though the Pasuk says in next week's Parsha, Lo Sivar Esh B'chol Mosh Vosom. You're not allowed to burn a fire on Shabbos. So Lei b'chol mashvaseichem. So the Zohar explains, lo svara yesh b'chol mashvaseichem doesn't refer to your dwellings. Mashvaseichem refers to Shabbos. Mashvasom, you have to be very careful not to get angry on Shabbos, as a Zohar. So you got angry once, doesn't mean you just throw it all away. No, there's still Shabbos is so much precious time to be able to take it in. Sefer Kava Yosher was one of my wife's grandfather's favorites from. I believe that I'm not sure if this is for sure MS, but I think from what I heard from different people in the family, my wife's grandfather, he had a heart attack while learning the Sefer Kava Yosher. The Kava Yosher, one of the classical Moshe Sram, is probably the first time I've ever quoted it over here. Kava Yosher, beautiful, beautiful Sefer. So he talks about different things about people, you know, trying to, in even in his time, I don't know so much about him, I didn't even look him up when he lived, but people that they wouldn't treat Shabbos the way it should, the way we should treat it. On the bottom over there, the first thing he talks about people, you know, doing the wrong things, that they're coming into Shabbos, achemeshtakrim kishchruso shalot, achach balin lebesim, that everyone's getting very drunk, so there are even kiddush cups going on over there. He says, "Mamish, crazy, crazy stuff." Look on the bottom over there. The bottom shlishis. Reisi mina biyoshek kfarim harchogen zemizel b'shalas ba'on leminyan astral beis kineses chal barova am hajusmel malchus shalom kodesh baruch ba'on lebeis kineses. Ever comes to shul? Well, what are they talking about? In oiski b'havoi oil masakum echad chaver eshe kana susim mikach hashav etzal oral echad. Very strong lashon. Right, he's talking about how he made a good deal with the oro, with the non-Jew. This guy's talking about his cows and his animals. The chodvim who amaso matan shachol. The kamon the dover. Right, the Gemara says what's Gemara's drasha? Right, to make sure that your speech on Shabbos is not the same speech of the week. You talk about sports during the week of Aldik. Sports of the Shabbos. I'm not sure. As Tova Yalem Shabbos Vatev Lichon Amitasan, says the Kala Yosher, it's better for them to stay at home. Can you imagine, like, over putting this, you know, on the front over there, don't talk during a midah. And by the way, stay at home in your bed. This is strong, no? Kiddush Shaloi Dabar Divrei Chol B'Shabbos. It's better that you're parav, you stay in your bed, than to talk about non-Shabbos, to get things on Shabbos. Again, usually my Torah is not Musar. I'm not Musar. I'm just giving you the stuff that I found. So let's just review, and then we'll end off with two ideas from other. We talked about the Chidushim, Kisisa Es Rosh. The Jew has to lift up the word Rosh to Shabbos. Realize who you are. Realize what it's all about. We said the Chavetz Chaim. The second idea, Shabbos is our oath. Just like someone in the store, you put it on. You want to tell everyone what you sell, right? It's a sign. Shabbos, we're Shabbos Jews. We're not. We keep Shanis. But you don't ask a guy if he's Shomer Shatnez, Shomer Negi, I get all the time. Shomer Negi, Remy, I've heard that all the time. I say, yeah, relax. That's what every middle school and high school kid wants to talk about. Can we talk about Shomer Negi? Right? Chavetz Chaim, Shabbos is our oath. Shabbos is everything. It's everything that we talk about. It's everything who we are. But Moshe Minder says Shabbos is Dorosim, doesn't just refer to our generations, but it's our dira. It's our center. It's where we live. It's where we live by. And he quoted from I believe the Beis Avram. Also, the Shabbos is the time to feel our ahava with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Moshe Minder quoted it, that's why Yeshua ben Nun is called Nar, because he was always living by Moshe Rabbeinu. He was always living by the living Shabbos. He was always living by his Rebbe. Quoted from the Bas Ayin, the fourth idea. The Bas Ayin says that how does a Jew come into Shabbos? By making sure to learn a little. If you work on your neshama during the week, then your neshama could be on fire on Shabbos. The fifth idea was the Rebbe Melech. Rebbe Melech said that sometimes sometimes in your life things are going well. Don't get too gaivadik. Don't get too arrogant. Don't get so you're the Donald Trump. You can do whatever you want. Hadala, oh, very political. No. Very good. We're not going there. The hadal lo yamit. But when you're down, and maybe you might have lost the election, whatever that means in your own life, don't give up. Shabbos, you might have slept through mincha, but do your best to be able to capture the rest of Shabbos. I kind of have that feeling sometimes with Shmon Esrei. You know, sometimes somehow you're just like, I don't know how, like, I got to modem. You're just like going to pack it in. You're like, no. You still have modim and al-kulam, simshalam, and all kinds of stuff. You still have so much left. Seva Kava Yashar, the sixth idea, told us a little bit about what was going on in his town with the people drinking and people coming into shul, something that we Jews in 2019 have no idea what he's talking about. Just kidding. We know exactly what he's talking about. But at the end of the day, to understand that Shabbos is not a time of do's and don'ts. Shabbos is a time that connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Amalek, the living Amalek of 2019, Amalek, there might not be a living Adolf Hitler running around, but there sure is the Amalek's running around trying to cool us off spiritually in our own Yiddishkeit. And our avoda is to try to figure out a way to try to make us on fire. Page 9 and 10 is one of my favorite from. I highly, highly recommend it. It's a new sefer that has come out over the past few years called Mesilos. Mesilos Tra, my friend, friendly with Charlie Harari. I saw him in the Sfarim store last year. So he told me about this sefer called Mesilos. It's from Rav Yitzchak Schreiber. He's by Bellows. He's coming out of Sfarim left and right, I'm telling you. Incredible, incredible stuff. So he quotes on page 9. He quotes how other is Zman Shuvah Me'ava and El is Zman Shuvah of Yira. Now, we all know there are two halves of the year, and we know that Mekach, each one of them has a Rosh Hashanah. Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, and Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to the beginning of the year, that's Shuvah Me'ira. Everything's on the line, Yom Adin. People are doing Shuvah Kray Gavaldik. The real time to do Shuvah Me'ava, the higher level, the level of Shuvah Me'ava, which the Gemara tells us in Yoma, Pevav, and Mebez, is that you change the level of sin, not only from purposeful to accidental, but you change it to zchus. When you do tshuva me'ava, it says the Yitav Lev quotes the Gemara Shana, Benisan Nigalu, Benisan Asidin Ligal. Just like we were redeemed in Nisan, we'll be in the future in Nisan. Ki ena dover talio ele b'tshuva. The Gemara tells us everything is in tshuva. They quote the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi tells us that Tishrei is all about the pachad and the yira. But when it comes to Adar, when it comes to Nisan, it's all about Ahava. And that's what Mishanichnis Adar Marba Mesimcha. Rashi doesn't say just Adar. What does Rashi say there? Rashi says you may Adar, but you may Nisan. Adar and Nisan are very much connected. Very much connected. That's why we don't paskin Eim Avion Al Mitzos by a leap year. We paskin that at the end of the day, we have Purim in the second, because we want to be Mesamech. You want to make sure to have the smichos of Adar and Nisan. And he quotes the Sfasemis over there, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Elo called him Rosh Hashanah, but Bechines Yira. Elo comes from Rosh Hashanah, that's Yira. But Adar called him Nisan. Shekalken Rosh Hashanah, Zman Shuvah Meitoch Ava, the Simcha. Medidas Halah Hashem Yisparach. So at the end of the day, Shabbos is a time of love. Shabbos is a time of feeling that relationship with the Rabbon Hashem. That's what Adar is really all about. Just like Elo comes before Rosh Hashanah, Adar comes before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And he quotes a beautiful idea on page 10, number 10. Specifically in a year of a leap year, to feel, mamash feel this connection, relationship with the Rabbon Hashem. So I didn't give you the whole page over here, because I try to always get to 10, and it gets a little too many pages, and I'm going to get fired. So I have that permission, don't worry. So on page 10, he quotes the Yaros Tavash of Yonasan Eipschitz. So he says that we know at the end of the day, each month has a mazel. Each month has a mazel, and when it comes down to it, the mazel of Adar is dagim, is fish. He says, "What's dagim?" He says, "Fish have the ability to go above and beyond, right above the ayin. There's no the dag is not shalid on ayin hara." Omnam benefal hapur beAdar sheni who ayirech sheim a mazel lo yichal bo kishuf. Nothing could stop. Right, everything in Adar is lamala minateva. It's yom adin nishmasta samach. Simcha Gedolav Amar Lareki Yakumavi Yanuchushu. The heavy Ryan Mises Moshe, right? He's talking about Haman. And Haman saw by Adar, he was very excited. Because at the end of the day, he saw that Haman died, that Moshe died in the month of Adar. Shai the Daito, Yimach Shimam Gato, Shemeshachim, Ech Mates will also Mechshafim Lichios, Kashi Yamino, Tipshim, Shesh Bia, Hamechshafim, Lifo, Larach, Yamim, Karl Kim Adam, Elevada, Shemes Bader Sheni, Kanoda, Kim Moshe Mates Bader Sheni, the Shem Lo Heel Kishov. So he explains over there, I think. And maybe Haman he didn't know that at the end of the day that Moshe died, maybe even in Adar Sheni, it was a leap year, maybe that year. Something to do with Kishuf. There's something very special about a leap year. Says this month is a higher level than any other month. We're lamalim isman. He quotes the Kiddush Zemi on the bottom. Just like the 12 months of the year, there are 12 tribes, but there's one tribe that has two. There's one tribe that has two. And which tribe is that? as Yosef Tzadik. We know that Yosef, it says the Kedushas Levi, Yosef is not, he's connected the Ayin Hara, Ein Sholat Bo Ayin Hara, just like the dog, right? The Pasuk says, Ben Poros Alai, Ayin. Yosef Holy Beis Shvatim, and Asher Lefraim, Bekach Yesh Shnei Adarim. Yosef is the Shevet, which very much connects to other, because Yosef understands at the end of the day, the Midah of Yosef is the Midah of Kedusha, it's the Midah of Lamala Minateva, that even when everything's going around him is going wrong, he feels that ultimate connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. To be able to take these messages of Shabbos, I truly believe the message of Shabbos is the message of other. It's the message of the relationship with us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not just about Yira, it's about the relationship, it's the Ahava, it's the romantic relationship between us, it's the emotional connection between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just to be able to close, I said this story last night, we have a Negunim Chassidus here Wednesday nights. Highly recommended not for the Torah, but for the Negunim. It's well worth it. You can leave that before the Torah. The Negunim, it's mamash, very good. Last time was the first time I said it, and I'll say it again. I've never said the story before. Usually when I say that, everyone likes it. Okay, now we want to listen. So when I was in YU, I think it was our first year married, and I was still learning over there. And I was going home, I think I was going to either go home, get some lunch or take a nap. And I had a friend who was walking, an older Jew, who was going back to class, and he asked me to walk him back up to his building. I think it was 187th in Amsterdam. So I said, sure, no problem. And I walked him up, and I held him, and we went to the elevator. As we were walking up, I could tell, he was a survivor. He'd tell me he never got remarried. He never got married, never had kids. And he just tell me, the whole week he'd tell me about his whole story, his whole life story. But then we got upstairs. I only met him one time. I thought maybe for sure Elio and others. He told me the whole week he always feels lost. He always feels like he's very tzebrachan from everything that happened in the war. And come Shabbos, and he tells me, and I was like almost crying. He says, come Shabbos, and he sets the Shabbos table. He says he mamish sees his whole family there. He sees his father, he sees his mother, he sees his brother and sisters. He remembers, and he feels his family by his table on Shabbos. Physically, they're not there. But spiritually, when he puts it on the table and he puts it on the challah board, he mamash feels his family. That is someone who's living with Shabbos. That's someone, he said, I remember Shabbos, I remember. For the whole week, I mamash feel lost. Comes Shabbos, I feel my whole family, my entire with me. They're mamash with me. Shvi Zochav Ez Hashem, to feel that Shabbos just like that holy Jew did. I never met him after. I heard that there was a Jew who passed away a few years after, but that was the only time I ever met him. Shvi Zochav, to live a Shabbos, to a life of ahava, a life of love and a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is really what others are all about. And hopefully if we do this, we'll be zochet to see him soon in Yerushalayim HaKodesh.